All right, Javosa, good morning. Let's begin. So we are continuing today in Perek Yotes, the Midah of Chasivus. So remember, we left off with, on page Kuf Pei Hei. We actually kind of left off mid-thought. So the Ramchal is talking about over here that one of the ways in which to become a Chasid, in which to acquire this Midah of Chasivus, this Midah of piety, is to go ahead and do Chesed for others. So he left off, he says, Hine hadin nosin, shegam imo lo ya'asu ala shura sadin. Thank you, you don't have to do that. Thank you very much. See, he says over here, he says that ultimately if a person goes ahead and does chasid with others, so the same way that he's going above and beyond, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go above and beyond for him as well, and will take care of him and will spare him the full measure of divine justice. Re'e ato. So let's give you a simple example. Mihu ze ve'ezehu sheyuchal la'amot ima HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'ose imo shura sadin. I'm going to say, you know, the Ramchal asks a very simple question. It's a very scary question. He says, can you imagine for a moment if the Ribono Shel Olam were to go ahead and judge us strictly according to our actions? Who would survive such a judgment like that? Literally, no rachamim, no compassion, just, you know, tit for tat, just midah k'neged midah. Whatever we do is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do for us. Who could survive such a judgment like that? But David HaMelech mispalo va'omer, David HaMelech davened every day and he said, va'al tovo b'mishpat es avdecho, ki lo yitztak lefanecho kol chai. David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Ribono Shel Olam, please do not enter into us with justice, because if that's the case, no one will be found to be righteous. Meaning, again, if the Ribono Shel Olam uses the Midas Hadin, if he was just to judge us, again, it doesn't mean to be harsh, it doesn't mean to be overly strict, it just means, again, to be just. If the Ribono Shel Olam were to be just and just judge us according to our actions, who could survive such a judgment like that? Amnam, listen to this. Ha'usa chesed, yekabel chesed. There is a great deal on the table. The great deal on the table is Ose Chesed, Yekabel Chesed. If ultimately you do Chesed for others, then you will receive Chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukichol ma sheyarbe la'asos, the more you do for the other, kach yarbe l'kabel, so the more you will be able ultimately to receive. V'David haya mispanel b'midas azos hatova, David HaMelech davened for this particular midah, shafil l'son av haya mishtad l'hetiv. Listen to this. So it says that David HaMelech, that's why, this is amazing, David went out of his way to even do good, to even do chesed for his enemies. We see this, by the way he dealt with Avshalom, the way he dealt with other individuals. Why? What's the pshat? So the Ramchal suggests that David HaMelech was scared of being able to stand up to divine scrutiny. He was scared. Could he literally survive judgment that was real din? So instead, what did he do? How does a person sweeten their own personal judgment? If you do chesed. So if I do chesed for others, then ultimately, the Ribono Shel Olam will perform chesed for me. Zeu ma she'ne'emar, va'ani b'chalo som levushi sak, inisi b'tzom nafshi. This is the meaning of the pasuk where it says, I, in my dream, I was putting on sackcloth, and I afflicted my soul with fasting. Va'omer sham. And it says over there, im gamalti shomi ra. If I would go ahead and only do good even for those ultimately, again, who have not done good for me, that midah of chesed, says David HaMelech, would ultimately spare me the trials and travails of personal judgment. So this by itself is just an incredible idea. It's, again, very simple. We've heard it before, but it's incredibly powerful. This idea that, first of all, there's two pieces over here, that Chasidus itself, one of the primary pillars of Chasidus, is Chesed. That's what makes a Chosid a Chosid. His ability to do Chesed, his ability to ultimately to do good for the other, to go above and beyond and do good for the other. Furthermore, says the Ramchal, There's another benefit of chesed, and that's what? Like you say, study the Baal Shem Tov Hashem Tzilcha, the idea ultimately that however we act towards the other is the way the Ribono Shel Olam acts towards us. And in the same way that none of us could stand up to divine judgment if the Ribono Shel Olam literally judged us exactly based on our deeds, no one would survive such a judgment like that, because we all do things wrong. We all have actions. We all have things that we're not proud of, that we're ashamed of, that we'd like to be able to change, that we're working on changing, but we're not yet there, so we would not be able to stand up to divine din. The beautiful part is that if I do chesed for others, then the Ribono Shel Olam will view me through the lens of chesed as well. He says, he goes on, and included in this matter, Sholitzar Shum Bria Afilu Balichayim. And what is interesting, included in this, under this umbrella of chesed, is not to afflict any living thing, even animals. Ulurachim Velachu Saleim, to have compassion upon animals. V'chinu Omer, Yodea Tzadik Nefesh Pemto. As the pasuk says, the tzaddik even knows the nefesh of his animal. Ukvar yesh sobrim, there are those who hold tsar bali chayim doraisa, that afflicting animals, causing animals pain, is a biblical prohibition. And even if you don't agree with that principle, the al kopanim, at least the rabbanon, everyone agrees that it's at least a rabbinic prohibition. Klalo shel davar. Both of the general principle is harachmanos v'atava tzarach shetiyet. I just want to point out this idea of animals. We know a person, it's incredible, you saw it in general, that bad midos are bad midos. You know, sometimes people think, I have a bad mida, but I only exercise that bad mida towards this person, but not towards that person. You know, like, I will cheat Gentiles in business, but with Jews, I'm always going to try to be upright. So we all know how that story ends, right? That story ends as if you're a cheat, you're a cheat. You might begin by drawing these religious lines between Jew and Gentile, but it's not true. If you're a cheat, you're a cheat. You're going to end up cheating everyone. It's the same way that what he's saying over here is that if a person exercises cruelty towards animals, so once it's clear that I possess that midah of cruelty, it's only a matter of time until what? It's only a matter of time until that cruelty itself ultimately manifests itself towards people as well. So therefore he says, Klalo shel davar, harachmanos v'atava. So the principle is that the rachmanos, compassion, and the good that we want to do towards others, tzarech shetiyeh tekua b'leiv hachosid li'olam, has to literally be embedded in the heart of the chosid forever. The tiyeh megamaso tomid la'asos koras urach lebrios. And my goal in life should always be to do good, to give koras rach, tranquility of spirit to others, for lo ligrom lohem shum tsar, and not to cause them any pain. I will say this is ultimately the midah of the chassid, to be a rachaman, to be compassion, to want to do good to others, and to never want to cause the other pain. I will say that being said, of course, we know there are times where inevitably, because of, it's always interesting whenever you learn, whether it's Mishnah or any other book of Hashkafa or Musar, principles are always true, and principles are often very easily expressed in a vacuum. The problem or the challenge, of course, becomes when you need to go out and take those principles and apply them in real life situations. So we know, for example, here that Ramchal says, the job of the chassid, you don't want to hurt anyone, you only want to do good for people. There are times in life where we have to hurt people. Right, they're just, or not with the intention to hurt them, but sometimes life, there are things that we do that end up hurting other people. I have to do it. I even though it's going to hurt someone, I still have to. It's not my intention to hurt someone, and it could be that those feelings of hurt are not even necessarily legitimate, meaning the person maybe shouldn't be hurt by what I'm doing. But let me say that. So obviously, everyone will agree in principle that the chassid never wants to hurt someone, never wants to cause pain for someone. I just feel that's important to clarify, but there are times in life where inevitably, because other things have to get done, you end up hurting people. Again, but I think the way that Ramchal would kind of balance that would be, but the chassid A, tries every option not to hurt someone, and B, even if he has to hurt someone because of something he does, there's a feeling of pain over having caused someone else pain. So I just think it's an incredible yisod. Let's go a little bit. We have a few minutes, so let's go a little bit weiter. Hachelek hasheni min hachasidus. So what's the second part from chasidus? Hu ba'ofen ha'asiyah. It has to do with actions. Now what does this mean? Vihinei, gam zeh nechla b'shnei nyonim. So this part could also be broken up into two different parts. Amdam, tachteim nichlalim pratim rabim. So we'll say, so remember, the second, remember, if we go back to the beginning of this chapter, Suran Chal suggested that there are two different parts to, or there are three different parts, I should say, in Chasidus. The first part is Maisa, is actions. And remember again, in actions, we had two different categories. Bein Adam L'Chavera, Bein Adam L'Makom. And now in this second kind of chapter of Chasidus, there's Ofen Ha'asiya, how you perform your actions. How you perform your actions. So now the Ranchal just says that in this also, in this second part, there are also two parts, and each of those parts has many secondary parts. Ushnaim haroshim, so there are two major parts of what we'll say in terms of how we do our actions, is heim hayira va'ahava, with literally yira, which we translate sometimes as fear, or perhaps better translated as awe and reverence, and love, shnei amudei ha'avodah ha'amitis, shezulasam lo tikon klal. These are the two pillars of true avoda, and without them, nothing is truly established. So we'll say, so let's just do one more piece. He says, Bichlala Yira Yesh. So we'll say, so what's included in this category of Yira? Hachna Milafana Visparach. So we'll say the first part ultimately is a feeling of Hachna. Hachna is best translated perhaps as humility, or almost like a what's the right word? Submissiveness. Okay, good. But thank you. But submissiveness, like, you know, I don't know, submissiveness, I was going to say submissive in a positive way. You know, submissive doesn't sound like a positive. Hachna means amachnia, I like bend myself. I bend myself towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, I submit. I submit to the Ribono Shel Olam. So what does this mean? So he says, Haboshes Bikrov El Avodah. So there's a certain, Boshes Rabosai translate as embarrassment. But there's a certain embarrassment that comes along. This all really comes from a sense of humility that comes along when I do my avoda. Va'kavod hana'ase al mitzvosa. And a kavod that I have in the way that I go ahead and I do my mitzvos. El shemo yisparach ve'al taraso. Rabosai, what he's saying over here is that this first piece over here, Yira means, what Yira, and again, what we'll stop over here, but we'll continue this tomorrow. What this Yira really means is that when a person does their avoda, a person does it with a real sense of reverence. You know, we know sometimes the challenge that we have is that we do all the right things behaviorally. I do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of me is what I do, but Lemaisa, again, there's not a feeling that, like, I'm serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, I just heard this when I was in Eretz Yisrael. It's actually quite amazing. They say about the Brisker Rav that when he came to visit the Kotel, so he couldn't look straight at it. You know, he would look at it and then he would quickly turn his gaze away. So they asked him, like, what's going on? So he said, you know, this is the Makom HaShechina. And the Makom HaShechina, it's hard for me to look directly at the Makom HaShechina. Which, of course, is a different level. But the idea ultimately is that when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there has to be a certain element of yira, a certain element of awe and reverence, a recognition of what it is that we're doing, and a recognition that every single time I do a mitzvah, I'm in the presence of the Melech. And when you are in the presence of the Melech, that demands a certain level of awe, a certain level of reverence. Also, that's why, by the way, you'll notice that the halachos concerning talking during davening. You know, I'll give you an example. The Shulchan Aruch writes, this is Mamish stated in the Shulchan Aruch, that if someone talks during Chazaras Hashatz, someone talks during the Chazan repetition, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Gadol Avono Minso. His sin is too great to bear. Shulchan Aruch codifies that. I want to point out, Shulchan Aruch doesn't use that lashon in Chilsh, in Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch is saying that if somebody cooks an egg on Shabbos, Gadol Avono Minso, someone wears shatnez, Gadol Avono Minso. So doesn't say any of that. Instead, talking about Chazaras Hashatz, what's the pshat? Because just a simple, like, why is there such an insistence of, let's say, not talking during tefillah? Because the idea is tefillah is this connection. I'm dialoguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the halacha says, can you imagine if in the middle of your conversation with God, literally, you're talking to Ribono Shel Olam, and you just stop and you start talking with someone else? Hey, what, if you think about it, it's craziness. It's absolute, as the Shulchan Aruch is saying, says that the Ribono Shel Olam is going to strike it down with lightning. But the idea is, it's clearly reflective of a lack of reverence and understanding as to the actual process with which I am engaged. All right, so we'll stop over here. But again, we're going to pick up tomorrow that this midah of chasidus requires this certain element of yira, of hachna'ah, of the ability to submit some level of awesome, of level of reverence, and that Emir Tashem will get into ahava as well tomorrow.